Next patient is Barry Kerner, B-A-R-R-Y. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Kerner, K-E-R-N-E-R. The data. The date of birth is 11/26/56, and the date of visit is 3/11/22. This is a consult from Dr. Miles Anderson. M-I-L-E-S Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Please make a copy for Romaine Bennett, A-R-N-P, R-O-M-A-I-N-E, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and the history of eosinophilic asthma and pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old male. Pastor who has a male minister who has a history of eosinophilic asthma. For over 20 years has been treated with oral steroids. For several years, and in the past also has been on Nucala, that is N-U-C-A-L-A, Nucala. Injections. Which were discontinued more than 6 months ago due to non-coverage by insurance. And the patient has been maintained on inhaled steroids, including Breo, Lepta, as well as 10 milligrams of prednisone daily, as well as albuterol inhaler. On an as-needed basis. The patient also uses a nebulizer at home 2 to 3 times a day and has been on, I'm sorry, and has been on anticoagulation with Xarelto at 10 milligrams per day for past history for pulmonary embolism and factor 5 laden deficiency. I'm sorry, factor 5 laden mutation. Leiden is L-E-I-D-E-N. Period. The patient recently has been coughing up a lot of foamy mucus. And has chest tightness and shortness of breath with exertion, but denies any fevers, chills, or mal-tuses. Next paragraph. His past history, his patient's past history has included history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis. And he does have persistent severe asthma, as well as history for iron deficiency anemia, history of pulmonary thromboembolism and DVT, past history for gastroesophageal reflux disease, as well as history of polypectomy of the colon and cervical discectomy and fusion, as well as urolift surgery, a bilateral cataract surgery with lens implants. He has had upper and lower endoscopies and noted to have gastric erosions. He also has depression with anxiety. Next paragraph. Med list included sertraline 25 milligrams daily, albuterol NEBS QID, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, risperidone 1 milligram TID, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, sertraline 50 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, bupropion 150 milligrams, half a tablet daily, and iron tablets once a day. And recently, I'm sorry, and also on prednisone 10 milligrams a day. He has been on Brio Ellipta 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff daily. Next paragraph, allergies. NSAIDs, aspirin, leflunomide, period. Next paragraph, family history. Father had dementia. Mother had a history of ovarian cancer. One sister with depression. Next paragraph, system review. I'm sorry, habits. The patient can you also add in the allergies to Lavaquin? Next paragraph, habits of patient, does not smoke, no alcohol use. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue, he has gained weight, he has shortness of breath, wheezing, persistent cough, he has diarrhea and reflux. He has occasional chest pains and jaw pain. He has anxiety with depression. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has dizzy attacks and he has asthmatic attacks with hay fever. Also has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. He has had itchy skin. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, obese, white male was a lot anxious, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 120 10 over 60, pulse is 85, respiration is 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 223, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the bases. And scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular sonar S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no masses. No organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal 1+ edema, decreased buffer pulses. No cap tenderness, reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Severe persistent asthma. Steroid dependent. Number 2 is history of pulmonary embolism. Number 3, factor 5 lead-in mutation. Number 6, depression. And next, depression and anxiety. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Can I mention number 7 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next plan, the patient has been advised to continue with Breo-Ellipta 100 by 25 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Duoneb nebs 3 times daily. And get a 2D echocardiogram. And also advised to see the allergist for evaluation of the use of biologicals like Nucala. He will get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate him for any lung nodules. And continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. His polysomnographic study was reviewed, and he does not have significant sleep disordered breathing. And thus, a follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks after he is evaluated by the allergist. Thank you for this consultation. Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Miles Anderson and Romaine Bennett. R-O-M-A-I-N-E, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T-A-R-N-P.